Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Got scheduled game coming up at 8:45. With our own little twist on the Browns schedule game, we have Doug Gottlieb at 9 o'clock. He'll be talking to us about taking over UW Green Bay men's basketball and being he's going to continue to host his radio show. We got Coming In Hot at 9:40, and we got the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, who joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl, when's the last round of golf you played?
It's been a while.
Daryl, when's the last time you told a police officer, do you know who I am?
Never.
Come on. Never?
Yeah, never.
It's because they already know. You don't have to.
Interesting. Very, very well said. Daryl, what'd you think of the Browns schedule?
I think it was pretty balanced, to be honest with you. I was a little surprised about the four primetime games there.
Why is that?
Over the final 7 weeks of the season. But, yeah, I mean, the bye week's right in the middle of things there in week 10. Got a chance to get off to yet another hot start in September and early October. And well, they'll find out what they're made of, with the home stretch because, it does get pretty challenging starting in mid-November.
Would you like the primetime game spread out more? Did you think there was more than you thought, less than you thought? Why were you surprised?
No, I was surprised that they're at the end of the season. Usually the NFL puts the Browns primetime games at the beginning of the season. They want to get the Browns over with by then just in case they bomb, but they do have the option with three of those primetime games, the Denver second Cincinnati Thursday nighter, and then of course the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football there. They do have the option to flex out of those games, but they got every window. They got two 4:25 kickoffs early in the season. That's the prime network or Sunday afternoon windows for the networks, one on Fox, one on CBS, two Thursday nighters, a Monday nighter, and a Sunday nighter. And in fact, if things go the way I think they're going to go, they could end the season with back-to-back games on Sunday Night Football.
Huh? Daryl Ryder.
What do you mean you think they're going to go the way they're going to go? Are the Browns and the Ravens going to be playing for the division championship?
I think there's a chance of that, absolutely.
Whoa! Daryl Ryder. All right, coming in hot already.
So not only do you think they survive the tough schedule, you think they're going to be fully equipped to sit there and win the division. That's how good of a season this is going to be.
Yeah, I think this is a three-team race for the AFC North between the Browns, the Ravens, and the Bengals.
Go ahead, Tone.
Sorry. All right, Daryl. So when you look at the way the schedule is, I thought that they got some breaks given how hard the schedule is. I love where that bye week is. I also love that it's right after two probably very physical hardball games with Baltimore and Los Angeles. So I think that truly helps them because we heard a lot of complaints this year from I'm not saying the Browns players complained or anything like that, but anybody who follows the league that wants the Browns to do well didn't really love the placement of their bye last year.
Yeah, I mean, it came in week five, and this year, it's right in the heart of the season. I don't think you could ask for anything better than what they got as far as the placement of the bye this year. But yeah, I mean, they ended up having to play, what was it, 13, 14 straight weeks in a row there to end the season. That's, you know, that takes a toll on you. And especially with the volume of injuries that they had to deal with last year. So the fact that they got a week 10 bye on November 10th, I mean, that's perfect. Now, also, they pay for it because they get two short weeks down the stretch combined with two pseudo bye weeks down the stretch as, you know, the reward for having to play those Thursday night games.
Yeah, Daryl, I like the way the schedule's kind of laid out there. I think there's interest. I think it piques the interest of a lot of fans. There's a lot of good engagement with teams. I like that you're kind of playing some stars here. I mean, you got Dallas to start it off. Well, that's always going to be a big deal. You got the Giants who are coming to town there in this schedule, and you also have Kansas City in this schedule here. For the Browns, you know, what a, going back to last year, lessons learned from last year about playing players, resting players. Do you think there's anything that you could take from last year to take them into the future, even in preseason, playing guys, getting ready for a schedule that's going to be the toughest in the NFL?
Well, the bizarre thing is they got to go all the way out to Seattle to end the preseason. You know, I thought that they'd end up with a Great Lakes team like Chicago or Detroit, or even I know Buffalo was on their wish list there, but that never materialized. And of course, the Vikings are coming here for those joint practices before the preseason game. I'm guessing those will take place on Wednesday and Thursday with an off day. And then the preseason game, August 17th, with the Vikings down on the lakefront. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that the Browns have any regrets about how they handled the final week of the season last year, Ken. Again, considering the injuries that they had, they wanted to get to the playoff game as healthy as possible. I don't know necessarily the rest is what led to them getting blown out by the Houston Texans in the wild card game, but I really don't think that there's any regrets organizationally about how they handled the opportunity to rest players.
Daryl Ryder joining us right now, giving us his perspective on the Browns and their schedule. One of the themes that I was starting to bring up, their defense was so dominant last year, and they were a little bit, I'm conflicted in saying this because they, home and away, they had their issues, but I also thought they played the tougher quarterbacks last year on the road, and so that was part of it. This year, you know, they played like Patrick Mahomes at home. They get Tua at home. So how much of that could be an advantage for them that looks like some of these tougher games are at home?
Yeah, I mean, the defense certainly played better at home, no question about it. You start right out of the gate with Dak Prescott. That, you know, then you got to go to Jacksonville and play Trevor Lawrence, come home for Daniel Jones. So you feel really good about that. You know, out to Vegas, with Minshew, you know, you've got Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. You're going to have to deal with him. Obviously two games against Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. That's not going to be easy. Justin Herbert, and the Chargers come to town. Derek Carr is on the schedule. That's a road game. I'm going to skip the Steelers quarterback situation because I'm not all that concerned about it.
Whoa.
Patrick Mahomes.
Daryl. Huh. You're not that concerned about the Steelers quarterback situation.
It's Russell Wilson. I'm sure he's going to do a bang-up job winning over that locker room, just like he did in Denver and like he did in Seattle.
I like great. Spicy Daryl.
Played well against us last year, I thought.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, you know.
There's an answer. You're rebuttal, Daryl.
I think that was more of a function of the Browns not playing well than him, actually.
Well, who says we play well against the Steelers?
I think they'll play well against the Steelers at home.
That is a better point, yes. But then they play them two times in 3 weeks.
We all know what happens when the Browns go to Pittsburgh, right?
It, They haven't won there since Bernie, right? Something like that?
It's been a lot. They have not won, if my memory serves me correctly, I don't think they've won a regular season game in that building since it opened. Or if they have, it's like they've won once. The playoff victory is the feather in their cap there. But yeah, that is just that is not a fun place for the Browns to visit, for sure.
Let me throw a big picture question at you here about the schedule, and then, you know, we got other things we want to ask you about as well, Daryl. But they asked, I just got to get you on record here. They asked Albert Breer yesterday on Afternoon Drive about, you know, the NFL and primetime games and whether or not, you know, the Deshaun Watson allegations are still something that's in the NFL's mind. Do you believe that that's still something that the NFL considers?
I don't think so. I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I don't think anyone cares anymore, at least from a vocal public thing. Like, even year one, when the league discipline was hanging over his head, I saw no protests in Berea. I didn't see any signs. I didn't see picketing outside the facility. I didn't hear derogatory comments coming from the crowd. I saw women lining up with their young girls to get pictures and autographs with him. I honestly think that the media reaction to the situation was more visceral than the fan reaction. And so I don't think so. And again, look at the schedule down the stretch. Two prime video games, ESPN Monday Night Football and NBC Sunday Night Football. And again, I understand they can still be flexed out of the last three of those primetime games if those matchups aren't nearly as appealing as some others that might develop as the season goes along. But no, I don't feel like I don't feel like they lost the Brazil game because of the accusations levied against Watson. I don't think that they lost the London game as the result. I don't look at it like they lost anything. I mean, it was rumored that the Browns were, you know, going to start in Brazil, and that didn't happen. That obviously ended up being the Packers. And then, you know, we all thought that they were going to end up in Jacksonville to play the Jaguars, and that didn't happen. But I think that that's more just a function of the league scheduling, more so than them sitting there worried about negative feedback and reaction from folks with Deshaun Watson on national TV again, because down the stretch, they gave the Browns four primetime games in the money part of the season for the league.
Daryl, it is interesting. You brought up, you know, in a frame of reference, all of that with Deshaun Watson, and we're sitting here just hoping he can throw football by week one.
Right.
You know, so it is.
I saw bowling in the video, so I'm assuming he's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of a different motion, but yeah, we're hoping that he can be ready to go. I think maybe also
pick up 16-pound bowling balls.
The Browns being able to win the games without Deshaun Watson maybe also further cemented their place with the networks, that regardless of whether Watson is there, they could still be a really good team.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they've got Jameis Winston there waiting in the wings if he is needed. But and this is a very good football team this year. I get what happened in Houston in the wild card game, and fans are still upset about that, and understandably so. But this team is basically intact. They did not lose a tremendous amount of significant pieces and parts, and they added Jerry Jeudy this offseason to this offense, which is something they needed to modify that receiver core. But you know, for all intents and purposes, they're running this thing back with this roster, and you could make an argument that on paper they're a little better than they were a year ago. And so, the Browns are a legitimate contender this year, and we'll see if they're able to live up to those expectations.
I've been comparing the Browns with the Cavs all throughout the last year. There's a lot of similarities with the moves that have been made and trying to make it all work and trying to get to that ultimate goal and building. You know, the Cavs, they ran it back last year, and they've got to this year, and now there's probably going to be some changes. The Browns, they ran it back. What we're talking about here with the Cavs, and other different sports, But the overarching theory amongst the fans, could this be a warm-up for the Browns season and their postseason run we're hoping for?
What, as far as them having to make changes too?
Because there's things that work, there's things that don't. You know, we got a couple of players that might be on the last year of their contracts. I think now that, hey, we like Kevin, but once you make the playoffs again, now I think it's a year-by-year situation for him. And maybe there comes a time where, hey, if you lose in the wild card round again, I guarantee we're going to be getting some calls about him as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, from that standpoint, absolutely. I mean, the expectation is raised, right? I mean, it's they will make the playoffs this year, and not only will they make the playoffs, I think fans are right to expect that they're going to at least advance one round in the postseason and, you know, potentially contend to get to the conference championship game for the first time in nearly 30 years here. So, Stefanski's done a great job laying the foundation. This program has turned around. They're no longer the laughing stock of the league and the butt of jokes. You're seeing teams within their own division drafting players as a result of players the Browns have on their roster. That is something that has never happened here in the expansion era. I mean, the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Steelers never batted an eye at anything going on in Cleveland. They just never have had to take the Cleveland Browns seriously. Now they do. When they see Cleveland on their schedule, They're not saying, hey, who do we play the following week? I mean, they actually have to, you know, prepare to play this football team. So yeah, I mean, expectations are raised coming off of two playoff seasons in 4 years. You've got 11 wins, over that span multiple times as well. Kevin Stefanski doing stuff that only like Paul Brown has done, right? I mean, so. It's understandable and fair that fans raise their expectation. A lot of conversation internally is about trying to find a way to win this division. The Browns haven't won a division since 1989. They haven't hosted a playoff game since January of 1995. And that is, you know, something the organization has their sights on. The good news for the Browns is that to win a Super Bowl, you don't have to win your division anymore. It's just you get in the tournament and see what happens, right? Yeah. Hope you're healthy. Hope you're playing your best football at that time. And maybe you get hot at the right time and some breaks fall your way or whatever. But, yeah, fans should expect that not only this team makes the playoffs, but they're going to be a contender to potentially play for an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl.
Daryl, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheib & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Get the printable schedule at 923thefan.com. You can also apparently print the booking sheet for Scotty Scheffler.
At the 923thefan.com.
No, not at 923thefan. Well, you never know what Daryl's capable of, so we'll find out.
PD.com.
This is unbelievable.
Have you ever thought about...
It's unreal.
Kenny, whether or not you would pose a certain way for your mugshot?
I'm told you're never supposed to smile.
Okay.
One of the dream teams said never smile? Ever smile
Hurt
in the
case?
Mugshot. Yes. Never smile.
We'll take it under advisement.
He was happy about it.
So it says, courtesy of Olivia Russell at WAVE. Scotty Scheffler's being booked into Louisville Metro Department of Corrections. He's charged with assault of a police officer, criminal mischief, reckless driving, and disregarding signals from an officer directing traffic. He is wearing an orange jumpsuit in this picture. He is wearing an orange jumpsuit in the photo.
Do you think he golfs today?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. There's a report from the Golf Channel that it's unlikely he'll make his second round tee time. It's officially 10:08 a.m., and it's less than 2 hours from now.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't ESPN say that he was on his way out?
There is no confirmation that he has been released as of now.
Oh, so he's still there?
As far as we know, there's not been a confirmation from ESPN or the PGA.
What the hell is ESPN doing then? Okay. So he might not make it then.
See, this is
unreal.
Just from a TV perspective, I mean, forget about, we don't know what actually happened or what was there. We know what he's accused of doing.
Apparently, he tried to go past, if you're just joining us, Scotty Scheffler, the world's number one golfer, on his way into Valhalla Golf.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Club for the PGA Championship might have tried to drive around an accident and try to make his way to the golf course, and there may have been... It seems like there's a giant misunderstanding here, but either way, go ahead, Tone.
Just from a like TV perspective, I mean, can you imagine now how many more people are interested in seeing him golf today?
Yeah. I mean, if you're the... If you are Jay Monahan... Just
saying. You want to find out whatever it takes to get him to that golf
course. We
got to
get him on the course. We got to get this guy on the course today.
Can you even really focus on the game today if something like this happens to you just like an hour away from your tee time?
I want to find out. That's the whole point.
You better.
I mean, Kobe Bryant was dropping 40 and hitting game winners going back from Eagle, Colorado to a basketball court. Like, I'd like to see what kind of game, how undaunted he's going to be, how unfazed he's going to be by
this. It is a mental game, my goodness gracious. So, Scottie Scheffler, there was a...
Would he get a police escort?
Accident.
Is there any chance?
Boy, that'd be something. Scottie Scheffler was detained in handcuffs outside of Valhalla, attempted to drive past police officers into the golf club. Now ESPN saying he hasn't been released yet. He's been arrested and processed. So he hasn't been put out back yet. Courtesy of the report earlier, they had said that he had been out there. So now he's still in. I don't know if he's still wearing his orange, but either way, there's been a picture and everything. So this is as bizarre as it gets. Traffic backed up. There was a incident involving a pedestrian, from what it looks like, who was struck. And traffic is backed up for miles. I believe, are they starting golf here in a couple of moments?
I believe there are some players out on the course already.
Well, they're showing some players walking down the street. They must have parked their cars and they're walking down the street to the golf club to get ready for their tee times. So this is what we got going on here today. All right. Anyway, back to the Browns schedule.
I'm dumbfounded by looking at
it. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. This is... All right. Did you... The question was asked yesterday with Albert Breer about the NFL, the schedule, and whether or not, quote, the gloves are off. The league's quote-unquote gloves are off regarding Deshaun Watson and the Browns scheduling. Hit it.
I think the gloves have kind of come off as far as how they're treating the Deshaun Watson storyline. And, you know, I think the last couple of years, there was a real effort to avoid the storyline altogether, right? And I think that's the reason why you saw the Browns in prime time a little bit less. And I think the intention had been to keep it away from their top broadcast crews. And now, you know, you look at it, I think they're in prime time four times. The opening game, they're getting Tom Brady in his first broadcast. They're going up against the Cowboys in that 4 p.m. Fox window, and it's going to be a standalone game. So I think that piece of it was what got my attention the most, is that like the NFL now feels like, where I think that had been sort of a third rail topic, the Deshaun Watson thing for the league. Now, like, they're able to kind of maybe judge the Browns as they would any other team.
I know some people are still very sensitive about it, and that's their opinion to have, and they're more than welcome to have that opinion. I think in a lot of ways that people haven't moved on, but there's other things that,
just the fervent,
that they want to get into.
Yeah, the fervent level of protest against it. And I don't mean like physical outside protests. I'm saying anybody that has made up their mind about this, like, all right, it's been how many years? So eventually, you know, you're a football team, you either support the Browns or you don't. You either are a rival of the Browns and hate them, and this is just more ammo for you to hate them, or it isn't. I mean, I don't think anything now is going to change anyone's mind on that.
Did you think?
I do question quickly, okay. Kenny, like, can you ever see Deshaun Watson being like a lovable figure in the NFL? Because clearly he's
probably not.
No. Like he's a popular figure.
No.
And everybody has an opinion on him. But I don't know. I don't know that he can ever be the lovable Patrick Mahomes or even Josh Allen. I just don't think that's happening.
Is Patrick Mahomes lovable? Oh, yeah. But there's always going to be people.
The people that hate him are just because he's not on their team.
For football reasons.
But they don't hate him as a person. Like Deshaun Watson engenders an attitude one way or another, depending on how you feel about what he's been accused of and how much he's been in the news and the amount of accusers and what the NFL has said about him and what an independent, you know, arbiter has said about him and his behavior. Like, you've made up your mind. It's that stuff is done. The question is, what can Deshaun Watson do from here?
Yeah.
Like, amazingly, Michael Vick, if you would have told me that society or sports fans in general feel the way about Michael Vick today that they do, I would have said, no way.
Yeah.
He's not going to recover. He has recovered. Michael Vick absolutely has recovered. I'm sure there's some people that'll hate him forever for what he did, but there are a lot of people who are like, you know what? He says he's learned from it. His behavior is such, or the way that he's made the media rounds, he has addressed it.
Well,
the thing about Deshaun is he's never admitted he did anything wrong. So I wonder if he'll still have to do that to get people on his side. But maybe he doesn't care.
At some point, I think you do reach a point where you've said what you said. We've dealt with this before that summer when they got Deshaun Watson, and it'll continue to be say. We'll never actually know what happened with who, with how many, okay? There were a lot of allegations, obviously. For him, I think it's not just about your rest of your NFL career. It's about the rest of your life. I mean, he's a 20-something-year-old man. He'll probably live into his 80s, if not longer, and you got to deal with this for the rest of your life. Whether or not it's true or not, that's beyond anybody else. It's about the accusations there, and it's about the court of public opinion. And I think there's going to be some point here, and it has to be going on right now, where you have to start to be comfortable with the person you are and understand that there are going to be people that are just never going to be there. Because, I mean, you mentioned Michael Vick. We had Michael Vick on this show. If you don't remember, this was a long time ago. This is when the show first started. We had Michael Vick on, and there were some people who were repulsed that we had Michael Vick on the show. And he came off eloquent, and he was nice with us, and we understand that there were definitely some people who were that way. If Deshaun Watson were to come on with us, we would have an interview with him. That would be the way it goes, but there would be some people who go after for having Deshaun Watson on the radio for whatever reason it might be. So I think that there's going to have to be some thought of, I have to get used to this no matter what. Or I have to get used to the idea that there are people that are just never going to like me no matter what. No matter how well he can win the next 7 Super Bowls in a row, there's going to be people who dislike him because of any allegations that are out there. And that's something that he's going to have to deal with. I don't know if it's, quote, a get comfortable, but it's something that he's going to have to understand. And I think he's trying to go through the process of understanding here, not just for the rest of his career, but for the rest of his life. And you think about a lot of players. But I think with the NFL, I think in a lot of ways, the NFL, it's not that they move on. It's that they'd rather do other things. They'd rather talk about other things. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is on primetime a bunch during the beginning of the regular season. And people were wondering that, going, why is he on primetime so much? Is it because of some of the opinions that he's had here? Now, this is nowhere near what Deshaun Watson has been accused of here. But opinions are opinions. Stardom is stardom. I look at him and go, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Obviously, he has a lot of opinions. There is an interest there. There's a talk there. If he sinks or swims, there's going to be there. The Browns are a playoff team. They've played 4 primetime games towards the end of the season, probably to size up whether or not they're going to be a playoff team yet again. And he, to get them to the playoffs, is going to have to play well. It's going to be a storyline.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Deshaun just is nowhere near the quarterback he was, at least so far in Cleveland, has not been anywhere near as good as he was. If he had been really good the last 2 years, I think it'd be different. I think we'd have more primetime games.
And with NFL storylines, I think that has taken over of where does he become the consistent quarterback that he was in 2020, where he was amongst the MVP caliber players in the NFL. Where does that come from? How does he get back to that? I think that's more the major overarching storyline across the NFL. How does he find that, or is it gone forever? 216-474-0092. Doug Gottlieb going to join us at 9. He's a host of Fox Sports Radio. Obviously, you've heard him a bunch. And he's the new head coach of UW Green Bay men's basketball. Up next, what'd you think was going to happen when you had yourself a roast? And 2024 Cleveland Browns schedule game with a twist. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan. Lima doesn't think you care. Mm-hmm. Because there's one game that we have been inundated with questions, begged for clues, asked for sources.
Tell me what it is.
It is the game September 29th at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Let's go. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, is your 2024 Cleveland Browns schedule game, but it's really your 2024 Cleveland Browns road game to Las Vegas itinerary.
We are road tripping because like never before.
You guys need to know, I don't think you understand the expense that you are about to incur if you are planning a trip to Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I don't know, Lima is the master.
It's going to be the most expensive trip you've ever been on, and that includes that Italian trip that you went on. This is going to be more. No doubt.
So what's it start with the plane ride?
Well, I've got it right now. Actually, not bad. Not bad for Vegas and a nonstop available right now on one of the airlines, one of the budget airlines. I'll just leave it at that. We've got round trip $335 before taxes and fees.
Round trip.
So you can do it right now, Friday. Friday, come back Sunday night.
What do you want to? What if you want to do Don Draper Vegas? You want to fly first class United. Thanks for flying United. What do you got? Wham, bam, thank you, Tone. What do you got for that price?
You don't have any points left?
No.
Oh, we're double that. I mean, we're talking closer to $700.
$700. Now, is this a group for what? Is this a one guy or is this a group of four dudes?
Well, then it's $2,800. It starts to add up for all four of you.
$2,800 for the group of four.
Now.
Okay.
That is, remember, we haven't even left yet.
Okay.
We haven't even left for the airport yet. We still have to get the hotel accommodations. Where do you want to stay, Kenny?
I want to stay at the Mirage.
Oh, the Mirage, okay, because I had the Wynn lined up.
I'll stay at the Wynn.
About their pool.
You asked me, I just thought of the Mirage historically.
I heard they have one of those European pools.
I'm a newbie, I don't know. Go ahead, Tony.
I can honestly say that I have always been fully clothed from top to bottom, no matter what pool I've been at in Vegas.
Now, I can get you...
She didn't say she wasn't in there.
We could do two queens at the Wynn for $845, so that takes care of it all right there.
Okay.
So again, party for four. We've got the flight.
Okay.
We've got the hotel. Mitch, where are we at?
Is he doing the math as he goes?
He is right now.
That's his calculator working.
$2,800 plus $845 is what?
Let's go, Mitch.
$2,800 plus $845. That would look at $3,645.
All right. Okay, is that $845 a night?
Yes.
Multiply it times three.
That's right.
$845 times three, I should say.
Yeah, we're not in and out.
Yeah.
We're having
fun. All right, so once you land, what you got?
That is, you see here.
He's going to mess up the math. Tone, what you got once you get there? Not the price. What are we doing
so
here?
Obviously, that morning, are we parking at the airport or are we taking an Uber?
We're taking an Uber.
Okay, we are Ubering, I would say, I'll just do this for each one and then multiply it by four, but, you know, the Uber's only going to take, it's going to cost me like $25. We're good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Now, what are we doing? I'm imagining this is a Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing? Does Wayne Newton still appear?
We haven't even... Hold on. We're still at the airport. I got to get a round of drinks for the boys.
You said I got an Uber.
We're Ubering to the airport.
Oh.
Now we got to do a round of drinks for everybody, which always adds up
if you've never been to the Vegas airport.
I have no idea.
Oh, no. We're still at Hopkins.
We're still at Hopkins.
Holy
jeez.
Now, fortunately, we're first class.
Well, we've taken 4 minutes to get to Hopkins.
My God!
Oh, it's going to add up in a hurry. I mean, that's going to be $200 plus, just the bill to get there.
Add it up.
Now, fortunately, first class, we don't have to worry about drinks, but once we get on the ground, are we going to the liquor store first?
I didn't imagine, but I didn't know that was a need.
Yeah, because you got to fill up the bathtub, you got to ice it down, you got to do it bachelor party style. And now, remember that bathtub, because that bathtub's going to come in handy.
Okay.
Because you're going to remember it at the end of the trip when you wake up and you're iced over and you've got your vital organs
out. What else am I going to need here?
Probably
a kidney. We've gone to the liquor store. How much is the liquor store?
Oh, you're going to drop a quick $400.
$400 at the liquor store.
Easily.
All right. So we're leaving the liquor store. Where are we going?
They're getting stingy with the drink tickets down in the hotel.
Holy God.
So even when you're starting to participate in the gambling, they're getting stingy with the drink tickets.
Mitch, where are we at on the price right now? What do you got?
We are just over $1,400 right now.
Okay, here we are. Right. Go ahead.
Are we going to see Penn and Teller?
Oh, I didn't even know they still did Vegas.
Oh, they've had residency for years.
I got to see Penn and Teller. How much is Penn and Teller for four guys?
I'm guessing you're going to be $250 a ticket. We'll go there.
That's $1,000 yeah, altogether?
Sitting in the rafters.
All right. After Penn and Teller, what are we doing?
Where are we going?
Do you want to jump out of an airplane or not?
Is
that on the bucket list?
This isn't 3,000 miles to Graceland.
Do you want to race a Bugatti?
Okay, I kind of want to do that.
All right, that's going to cost you $800 a person.
All right. Okay.
I mean, times if you want to let your hair down.
That's $3,200 right there. Okay, I'm racing a Bugatti. After that, what time is it? Are we talking like 2 in the morning right now?
Oh, I got to meet a guy outside.
Well, I was going to say.
What are you doing?
Well, we got to keep the party going. Do you have $400 cash?
I have $400 cash.
Add it up. Well, non-taxable, by the way. You're going to be good.
Somebody needs to get the baggie. Okay.
Nobody worries about the taxes.
Okay.
Are we doing brunch in the morning?
Yes, we are.
Are we doing a world-class Vegas brunch?
Might as well. We're in Vegas.
All right, $65 a person.
Wow. Times four?
Yeah.
Holy God. All right, this is Saturday morning. We're not even at Sunday yet for the game.
Are we
We're out of time.
71 degrees on average that day each year in September. Are we doing the pool?
Yes.
Are we doing a pool party?
Yes.
Of course.
Are we going to see Tiesto?
Imagine I'm saying yes to all of it. Tiesto? Okay.
Yes. Bottle service. We're doing the full table. No, actually, we're probably doing a cabana because we're doing this the right way.
Okay, how much is all
this? The cabana's going to cost us 10 grand.
Split amongst four?
Yeah.
Okay, that's $2,500 a person.
Now you're going to invite some friends up, some new friends that you might have met
the night
before.
Are they going to put in on the cabana?
No, they will not. In fact, you better lock your stuff up in the safe or that stuff's gone.
Now, what if we meet one of them and they already have a boyfriend and we have to pay the boyfriend to go away and he sleeps at the foot of the bed while we've met the person?
It's happened before.
And it might happen again. So let's go all the way to Sunday to the game. Okay. It's the morning of the game.
We finally made it to the game.
Yes. What are we thinking here for the price of the ticket right now?
Are the Browns favored by 6?
Say they're favored by 6.
What are you laying down? You got to place a bet.
How much am I already in for this right now, Mitch?
$28,320.
Are you good with numbers?
Do you want to pay for the trip or not?
Remember, that's divided by 4.
Yes. Do you
want to
pay for the trip?
I want to pay for the trip.
Let's go.
28,000 divided by 4 is what?
7,080.
Yes, sir. You got to love this town.
Same game parlay?
Yes. Lay it down. Four legs. Let's do it.
Do the Browns win?
Yes.
Oh, we're back even. Just like that.
What if the Browns lose?
Well,
then you're getting a divorce.
Now you got to bet on the Klitschko fight. There's always a Klitschko fight. Crap, now we got to put a scheme together to rob the Bellagio.
There's always money in the banana stand and there's always a Klitschko fight. So what is the grand total for all of this, Mitch?
We stick here, carry the 6. $33,740.
But divided by 4 is what?
Yeah.
Got to do some math here. Carry the 4, 740 times 4. That is, $8,435.
Oh, come on.
$8,435 to see the Browns.
The trip of a lifetime. You got to make this fun. This is not a budget trip. This is not just for those trying to get in and get out.
I hope you guys all know what you got into. That's the itinerary game for your trip to Las Vegas. Coming up next, Doug Gottlieb. I'm sure he's been there. He's the host of Fox Sports Radio. He's the new head coach at UW Green Bay men's basketball.
He's going to do a Vegas trip and try to coach and do his radio show. He's going to have 9 jobs.
Doug Gottlieb, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.